All right, here we go. We are back in action, in person. Yes, in studio. No broadcasting from three separate closets spread out around the Delaware Valley. No. Some idiot deemed us essential, so we were here in studio live today on the air. Hopefully it gave you a sense of normalcy in these rather abnormal times. It's Dave here with all the best stuff from Monday's show on the John DeBella Show, March 23rd. We talked, being back, shared some good news for once. Prepping Palooza is a good way to describe human behavior out there these days. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd, as we always do on Monday morning. Eddie Money was in Song Stories Today. John had a lot of time to brainstorm over our spring break, and he shared some of his ideas. And Bon Jovi has also been brainstorming, and he wants to collaborate with you. Hear about that and so much more right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
We're here and no one else is. It is the morning shows for all of our stations, and the rest of the staffs, who knows what the hell they're doing.
In closets at home.
Yeah, in closets at home. Making like it's a recording studio. All right, but we will do our best to keep you informed and entertained over the next who knows how long, but we will do our best for it. I honestly, and I'll probably do this more than once today, I want to apologize for not being here last week. We had scheduled vacation when we were leaving on, Thursday. Everything was still okay, but by Friday, all hell had broken loose and things had shut down. And you know, we were prepared to leave, and we were gone by the time a lot of the announcements were being made.
You can just blame it on my baby if you want.
Yeah, okay.
That's why we took off last week.
Right. Dave's new baby
is
here. Will is upon us.
Right. Yes, and, Hurricane Will, right.
Hurricane Will
taking after a Hurricane Jack.
All right.
From Steve's lair.
All right. So, yeah. So, how is everybody at home? How's
Everybody's good. My wife is working from home with two children, and
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's kind of a zoo.
Yeah. At least the stock market's stable for her, so that's good.
Yeah, and of course, she does work in finance, so
she has a very stable surrounding. Yeah.
I found a great way. I found a great way to to really feel upbeat about the stock market.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Please do share.
Yeah, avoid all reports.
Oh,
avoid.
Are you
all
kidding
reports?
Me? I deleted my app on my phone. Don't want to see a graph.
I don't want to know, because at one time I had some money, right? But it doesn't seem like I have it anymore.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
We've been inundated with, every time you turn on the radio, the TV, there's more bad news about this. I would like to take a glass half full look at what is going on. I'll give you an idea. In New York, where the problem is a lot worse than what we're having down here, right? Thousands of people in New York have signed up to foster animals so they don't have to stay in shelters alone.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, yeah. Nice. I mean, so there is a lot of good going on out there. And just remember, right, because I saw this, and I will mention this more than once today. If it's just you, your husband, and two kids, you really don't need 4 gallons of milk.
True.
All right? You know, I saw somebody walking out of the store with one kid, and I was like, in my head, I was like, you know what? I hope you have 7 more at home, because I don't understand why you're walking out with 4 gallons of milk. By the time you get done with the first one, the other 3 will have gone bad.
Spoiled.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I have to hand it to my wife, who ran out to do some shopping the other day, and she's walking down one of the aisles. And there are 2 6-packs of toilet paper.
All right.
The toilet paper thing still has me amazed to no end. I know this is where Dave's prepper background comes into play, because he was telling me the other day, how much toilet paper do you have in a house? And it was prior.
At all times.
At all times.
Oh,
right.
My God. At all times. I have probably as much toilet paper as I do ammo, if that gives you an idea.
You can wipe yourself with a bullet if you need to.
Who says I haven't?
I mean, the whole thing has it's just amazing the hell out of me. Anyway, so Lisa's going down the aisle. She sees these 2 6-packs of toilet paper. Takes one.
I was going to say, I hope she only took one.
Takes one.
Because I've been to Giant a few times and I haven't seen anything. And,
yeah,
so if I ran out of toilet paper,
yeah, she was. She
look
was,
out!
And this was at a Giant. You know, so look, it is. We're in a strange situation. We will get through it. We will get over it. Keep in mind that we are all in this together. Therefore, you know, you don't need to wipe out. There's a story this morning about a guy who tried to buy 532 bottles of Mountain Dew.
Was it code red?
Of Mountain Dew.
He has a plan, apparently.
Now, look, you know I love Mountain Dew. I do. It's the best caffeine drink out there, right? Uh-huh. But I don't need 532 cans of it.
Listen.
And he was in a screaming battle. I have audio of it, but there's so much cursing, I can't run it.
Some people flip homes, right? Others flip the Dew, John.
That's it. You know,
to each his own.
But the thing to keep in mind is, and especially if you know, you're the husband who's going out and you have to go out, right, and you want to get something for your wife, I would consider this.
This year, forget about the heart-shaped diamond or gold bracelet. There's no need to drape her in opulence. If you want to watch her eyes light up like sapphires, give her toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Nothing says I love you like a package of ultra-soft Charmin toilet paper. Comfortable. Two-ply. Clean. 12 double rolls that are equal to 24 regular rolls. Set her mind at ease, knowing that if you need to spend a few weeks at home in quarantine, you can wipe this worry off her list. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Make her feel like she's on the throne.
Bars, restaurants, and food courts instead use drive-through pickup.
You were told not to go outside.
We're asking the younger generation to stop going out in public places.
West Coast to Boston, such a creepy feeling.
And spreading virus in grocery stores and grocery carts.
Store shelves are empty. Oh, how freaked am I? Please pour me a drink so I can just calm down. Wash your hands a little slower now.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Well, it's a Monday morning, and to make your life seem a little more regular, it's time to get to...
And now, it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
All right, Cindy, get us going.
Okay, only 3 mammals go through menopause. Orcas, pilot whales, and humans.
And I always wonder why you're cold. Steve?
Victoria's Secret was based out of Columbus, Ohio in the 80s, but it used a fake London address to on their catalogs to make it seem more luxurious.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
It doesn't really work for you in Columbus.
I was going to say, I ain't buying this. It's from Columbus. All right.
Got some more whale fun facts for you. A blue whale's tongue can weigh as much as an elephant, and their heart can weigh as much as a car.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right. And lastly this morning, Journey, who's been in the news a lot lately, but Journey has never had a number one hit record. Obviously a single in this case. The closest was Open Arms, which made it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in February of 1982.
Uh-oh.
And there you have them.
Random
facts.
John DiBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
John DiBella Show for this Monday. We are back from vacation. Sorry we weren't here for you last week.
I was.
Steve was.
Yes.
Steve was. And in a way, we were.
Sorry I was here.
Yes, you're sorry you were here. All right. But I do apologize. After the fact, by the time we left, right, that's when all hell broke loose. And, well, they were telling us to stay home. And as long as it was vacation week, we decided to. But we will do our best to make up for the time that we were gone. And actually, to tell you the truth, there's something going on here at MGK and with our company. MGK and Beasley Group are committed to serve the community and help local businesses in these really rough times. If you're a business owner We're inviting you to attend a free 30-minute webinar, Crisis Management for Local Businesses, presented by the Beasley Media Group. Insights, timely advice, revelation, relevant action steps that you can take now, enabling your business to not only endure this rough stretch, but maybe to emerge even stronger than it was before. Now, to register for this webinar, just go to WMGK.com and search for Crisis Management for Local Businesses. Okay. So that will be there for you, and hopefully we can help out your business in some small way. Of course, we've got the Secret Singer coming up at 7:30, another trip to Universal Orlando Resort. But right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So when Eddie Money was alive...
Weird to say that. I know.
It's very strange to say that. That's something. It's even we're not going to have any comics on this week. Maybe we should run the Eddie Money comedy special again. But there was. He was once asked, "What is the first thing he thinks of when he hears 'Take Me Home Tonight' on the radio?" And it's probably the same thing as many people do. You know, think of when they hear, "Take Me Home Tonight" on the radio.
Take Me Home Tonight reminds me of Ronnie Spector, man. I remember the video when she puts out the cigarette on that brand new rug. It was like such a huge room where it was only one rug. And she just took that stiletto and put that smoke out. With that. So I said, boy, that's Ronnie, man. She's cold. She's bad. Then she comes out of that door shaking that little tush of hers. She's amazing. Ronnie made that tune.
It's time once again for...
The John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I can honestly say that my week at home was one of the most enjoyable vacations I've had.
I was loving life.
I was really, I was getting things done. I was relaxed, sleeping late. It was wonderful. Cool. Absolutely wonderful. So, I was, for those of you who are, quarantined at home, orders, enjoy it while you can. I mean, because sooner or later, everybody's going to ask you to start doing stuff again, and that's not going to be fun. Right,
It's a great time to be quarantined. Think about how bad this would be in the 80s without the internet.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, God. Well, you know what I was thinking of doing? I got two plans right now, okay? One is I'm looking into this today. On Friday, Friday was always the big happy hour of the week. You know, it is happy hour every night, but Friday was the day, like, you get out of work, you stop by the local bar, maybe you go with people that you work with, something like that. And now with everybody, you can't have a happy hour anyway. So I was thinking about having a virtual happy hour.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, you're in?
Yeah.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. There's a program I'm looking at. I'm going to test it out today that enables about 250 people to be part of this video chat.
Cool.
Right. And everybody can ask questions to each other and all kinds of stuff. It may get really noisy. Right? I don't know how this is going to work out, but today I'm going to look at it. And then if it works on Friday, I would say like 6 o'clock on Friday. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
We will have a happy hour. Right. Everybody can bring your own drinks. You do it. You could do it on your computer. You've got to have a video camera to be part of it. Right. I'll give you the program to download. It's just an app that you have to download. You can get rid of it when you're done if you want.
Send us your social security number.
Because I am a prince from Africa. So I'm looking for I'll tell you tomorrow if this is going to happen.
All right.
All right. And then another thing is there's a way for all of us to watch a movie together.
Okay.
Everybody can be at different places and we can all watch a movie together.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
All right, check this guy out. He obviously needed to score some extra points to get Sox. There's an 18-year-old guy named Jermaine Brown in Boone County, Kentucky, and he recently used a stolen credit card at a Foot Locker, but he used his own Foot Locker reward card to get points. Okay. That allowed the cops to link the stolen credit card to him and a lot more. It turns out the credit card came from a stolen car. Jermaine and two of his friends, right, a 21-year-old Paul Allen and 19-year-old Matthew Rivera Fernandez, stole that car and at least five others during the month of February, and they had broken into several other cars as well. So they were all arrested last Thursday on multiple felony charges for the car theft ring, which was all blown up because one of them just had to have those Foot Locker points.
In the herd.
What do you have, Steve?
A 34-year-old guy named Brian Bear. He is from, and bear with me here, Fuquay, Varina.
Wait, there's a bear with you?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Brian Bear, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. I think that's how you say it, and okay. If not, too bad. Well, he was in St. Pete's Beach, Florida this weekend, and as he was leaving a bar, someone let him know that he looks like Drew Carey, and that by just yelling out, Drew Carey! Well, it's not the first time that Bears heard this, and he got a little pissed off, because he went into a rage, and he punched the guy right in the face.
What? Yeah, just call him Drew Carey?
No warning, just punched him right in the face. Now, based on the mugshot that we have, and he's not wearing glasses in it, I guess sort of looks like Drew Carey. I mean, I wouldn't say... wouldn't yell Drew Carey to him, but he was arrested for misdemeanor battery.
In the herd.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Nah, I was waiting for that. Well done. Well done.
What do you got?
All right. If you know about Portland, you might know about Voodoo Donut Stores, sort of a legendary local business there. Well, a 40-year-old guy named Christopher James went into a 24-hour Voodoo Donut shop in Portland in the middle of the night on Saturday, and he pulled out a hatchet. He pulls out the hatchet, he jumps over the counter, fills up a pink box with donuts, and then just runs off. He just wanted some donuts. He didn't take any money, nothing else, just the donuts. But there were holes in his plan.
I see.
Uh-huh.
I like
the cops.
What you did there.
Thank you. It took a long time. The cops searched the area and found him about a block away, just sitting on the ground, munching on a donut.
Donuts.
Yeah, they did not bury the hatchet. They arrested him for robbery.
In the herd.
Lastly, this morning, I'm not sure why this guy thought this move would help his situation. A 30-year-old guy named Jerry Watkins was arrested in Kenosha, Wisconsin at about 2:30 a.m. this past Saturday after he caused a scene at a bar. And after a cop handcuffed Jerry, Jerry managed to get a grip of the guy's junk over his pants. All right? Just in case you're curious. According to the police report, Jerry squeezed so tight that he, quote, caused a very sharp, intense pain. And the cops started hitting him and trying him to get him to let go. He didn't let go. So the cops stopped screaming for help. He's got my junk! He's got my junk! Spray him! Spray him! He's got my junk! Right? Some of the other cops pepper sprayed Jerry, which got him to let go. And he's been charged with two felonies, battery on a law enforcement officer and causing a substantial bodily harm or soft tissue, yeah, real soft tissue injury to the officer. The cop had to go to a hospital because of some discoloration down there.
Wow.
Right? Okay. And other doctors have recommended that he see a specialist.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
How would you like to, for those of you who are potential songwriters, I know Taylor would love to jump in on this. How would you like to write a song with John Bon Jovi?
That'd be pretty cool.
All right.
That'd be hot.
All right. Well, he's offering. Have you heard about this?
Nope.
Nope. He's offering. He put this clip out yesterday. Here's what he's saying.
Here's my idea. We write this one together. I'm going to give you the chorus. I'm going to give you the first verse. I'm going to play the second verse, but you tell me your story. Tell me what you're going through. Tell me how you're feeling. Tell me if you're hurting. Talk about the paycheck that you're losing. Talk about being afraid, looking out your window and wondering what to make of all this. Just remember, we're going to get through it. So sing your song, you and me, together. And remember, when you can't do what you do what you can.
Well, I did stub my toe the other day, and right. Then I whacked my pinky toe on the corner of the bed frame.
Okay. So, sounds like you got a hit on your hands.
You got something happening.
Yeah,
well,
here's
what he's got so far.
I know you're feeling kind of nervous. We're all a little bit confused. Nothing's the same, this ain't a game. We gotta make it through.
This is where your verse would come in.
I was walking, carrying the baby, and I whacked my toe on the bed. Almost fell over and bumped my head. That's all I have. I don't have much more.
You're going to injure yourself again.
No. All right. And then I believe he's coming back here. This should be the chorus.
When you can't do what you do, you do what you can.
Why does he sound like Dylan?
This ain't my prayer. It's just a thought I'm wanting to send. Down here we bend, but don't break. Down here we all understand. You can't do what you do. You do what you can.
Now, he must have a studio in his house.
I would expect that, yeah.
Why didn't he record the message to people in that same studio? Why did he do it in the bathroom?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.